Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
What's that, X8? You want to kill Gar?
Can you do it with a spin ball?
Mm-hmm. No.
So first off, Lane got the X8 level 1 full action figure.
And anyone who fucking hates this figure, you can go fuck yourself. It's awesome.
Yes. I'll have to wait until after the show.
Okay. But no, like, I honestly love this fucking figure. It's great. And, like, people are like, there's people complaining, like, oh, it's, like, posability, isn't that good? I'm like, well, yeah, it's a fucking tiny-ass suit.
Have you seen the suit?
Yeah, like, SD character.
The actual suit in show has zero capability to move around properly.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not expecting to pose XA doing the splits.
Although, my immediate thought seeing when this thing was announced was, if it can't spin ball, bust.
No, I don't care. No. That was a digital effect anyways.
I don't know about you guys, but it looks kind of skinny.
Bam,
bam. Bam, bam!
Like, it looks more skinny than the actual suit.
Yeah, I think it looks fine.
I think it looks perfect.
It looks really, in terms of accuracy, I would say it's very on point.
Yeah, I want to say it should have been a bit wider. Just a tiny bit wider.
I wasn't sure if you said wider or whiter.
It was expensive because it was $90, but whatever.
Jesus,
it was worth it, yeah.
I also got the Zevius Gashit and the Fantasy Gamer from the Level Up series, so...
Oh, I also got the Poppy Dormy from B-Gashit, and that's just worth the money.
Anyone who follows me on Twitter sees I put the Dragon Blade from Hunter Gamer on my figure as well, so now it's effectively Brave level 55.
There you go. 55?
Yeah, Hunter Fantasy Gamer. It's fantasy. It's the title fantasy form, but also with the blade and the leg attachment from Hunter.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh yeah, you got.
I got the 40th anniversary Super Sentai Mook, Volume Zero.
You got the Mook.
They spelled it wrong. It's a book.
Yeah, but just.
I don't know. Maybe
it. You know, it opens up with the giant ranger.
You know what? I'll look up the word Mook and see what comes up.
With the director.
Anyways. Yeah.
So there's just four of us. That's cool.
Emily's not here this week, but she'll probably be here next week.
She's at Canadian's capital.
So apparently that Sentai Mook is a stupid or incompetent person.
Take a look. It's Sentai Mook. Sentai Ranger.
Is that what we call them, Mooks? Because they're incompetent? Because they just can't do anything right?
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
But no, this covers
Yamook.
All 40 teams, but there are other volumes, which from like Gal Ranger to Zoroger.
And the minute Q Ranger started, it was out of date.
Urban Dictionary
you
has...
You say, though, Q Ranger's on the cover.
Urban Dictionary has Mook...
Does it have Sky Blue in it?
This predates...
Then it's immediately out of date.
No, but it's cool having all 9 Q Rangers in their bios.
So Urban
it's
Dictionary,
11, it's out of date.
Yeah. Urban Dictionary has a definition of Mook as that guy at your high school who used to be really popular when he was an underclassman, but now he sleeps with popular girls to get attention.
Yo.
three people...
You're missing a crucial part of that definition, Gar.
Yeah.
And three people who... celebrities who are apparently a Mooks are Fred Durst, Johnny Knoxville, and Tom Green.
Yeah.
You fucking mooks!
You mooks.
What a mook.
And speaking of sleeping with girls, our first story is about a pool that some people may or may not recognize from a few different sources.
Hey, I've seen that in a porn video I watched once.
Yep. So, this article has been talked about a lot on the writer groups lately because it is a pool that is apparently up for rent for different types of filming shoots. One of those types of shoots is porn scenes. The other type of film shoot...
I saw like a picture with like a sensor.
That gigantic mosaic on that picture.
And the other type of filming that it was used for was Kamen Rider Forze.
You know, that one scene?
There it is. The scene of Mio and her cronies in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw that pool in a pool in a video of a girl getting off using a flutterboard.
You know, I don't. It's Japan. I don't doubt that.
Nope.
I don't.
And there's just people playing with like a ball in the background.
Sure.
It's a hot video. Go check it out.
Oh, Or not. No, I remember the
was
first...
Was there, like, a Minecraft version of that pool in this?
Yeah,
set?
In the same article. Oh, Bobo God. Created it in Minecraft.
Incredible!
Yeah, Jesus, fuck.
Yay! Yeah.
Speaking of fuck.
Well, yeah, it's just a picture of the pool giant. With a censored image.
Let me see if this mentions the name of the pool. Let's see. A lot of people just refer to it as that pool.
The pool. That pool.
It's located in a Shinjuku high-rise. Thespian and Darkrai voice actor Koji Ishizaka once lived in this apartment.
Jesus. Oh.
Who?
The guy who voices Darkrai.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, who's the... All
right,
right
because
Pokemon.
All legendary and mythical Pokemon have fucking, like, telekinetic voices.
The pool is now it's owned by P Studio, and they're the ones who rent it out. There's even, like, books that feature interviews with porn stars that have shot their factoids, bikini pics, and a list of movies that feature the pool.
Quick question.
Huh?
Where are we talking about?
Because Forza happened here.
Because... Yeah,
that was like 5 years ago.
Oh, God. Even you. Oh, it's that pool. K.
Yeah?
No, up. That.
Oh, it's been in some anime, too.
Oh, my.
No, it's that. Oh, God. Akiba's trip.
Is that what that is?
Oh, God. Right. That fucking episode.
Looking at the picture of the now two that, anime girls with the pink hair and the yellow hair.
Yeah, now that I fucking know what this pool is, that scene makes way the fuck more sense.
Okay.
Because that show just makes fun of shit like this all the time.
I feel sorry.
So, oh, we had that extra layer in there, huh?
I feel sorry for whoever has to clean that pool.
Right?
Stains.
Anyway!
Speaking of stains, guys, I found a stain in the book. Like, it covers the whole entire page.
What is this?
It's the Nin Ninja.
Hashtag fun show.
A while back, we mentioned that America and Japan were actually going to have a giant robot fight.
Dude, not only is it still happening,
now we have a schedule.
Yep.
It only took them 2 years.
The Megabots versus Karada's giant robot battle is happening this August.
Woo!
Do we have a day in August?
All they said is that it will happen in August.
Okay. Okay.
And so, it'll be on YouTube.
Yeah. So we'll talk about... We'll make that a feature topic when that happens.
Fuck that. We're live streaming that.
Yeah, I'm down.
We'll live stream
when it happens.
Yeah, hopefully not on the NSP concert.
I thought you guys didn't get tickets to that.
We got tickets.
We didn't get VIP. But I don't care.
Anyways, next. Comrader Exade's Blu-ray Collection Volume 1 debuts at number 10 in the anime Blu-ray charts.
Oh, God, that cover.
It's not anime.
That cover kind of looks kind of bad.
I like it.
Looks like Snipes riding laser.
No, it doesn't.
It is kind of like a mess of different things all at once, but I think it kind of fits the movie.
My problem is that, like, you see Exade going forward, right? And then you just see Blade on, or, like, Brave on the side. Like, he's looking in a completely different direction. Snipe and laser, fine. And then you just have a Photoshop...
Gendo, like, right in the back, riding the sports gamer.
Yeah, so it's legit a image from Comrade Ghost episode 48 when he used it.
Yep. Anyways, so Oricon has released their animation Blu-ray rankings for the week of April 10th to the 16th. Exade's Blu-ray Collection Volume 1 debuted at number 10, selling a total of 2,891 copies.
Also, apparently it has Cast Ranger disease where they put their logo sideways.
No, the logo's right down there.
No, the Comrade XA logo sideways.
They put it in English on an angle, and then the actual logo and properly corrects.
Not even like center, just on the left.
It's just like side text for effect. Like, a lot of things do that. Persona does that.
If anything, they should have lowered everything down, put the XA logo above the riders. Instead of at the bottom.
Gar's so diagonal and cool, like when they do the critical finish.
I think it looks good, Gar. You don't know about design.
Oh. Ouch.
Want to go?
I'd like to leave, but we're doing a show right now.
Alright.
I'm very tired.
Since you want to go. I can't leave, we're doing a show.
So, this collection contains episodes 1 to 12 of the TV series, a.k.a. the Kyria days.
Yep.
and also
the entirety of them.
Yeah. Includes the first episode of the Snipe spinoff, which is this week's feature topic, and many more. And this set was released April 12th and cost 19,800 yen. order now.
No.
How about no?
Support,
that's like
support a great show.
How about no? That's like $250 just for 11 episodes.
Which all in 12 episodes, but
or 12 episodes all in 1080p
and a special.
And a spec.
And all in all, that's actually not bad for a Japanese Blu-ray
set. And quote unquote, many more. Probably like interviews and behind the scenes stuff.
Probably the press conference.
That too. Anyways, next. Speaking of.
It's supersonic!
The Kamen Rider Laser special, a trailer was put out where we found out something very interesting that's going to happen in it. Exade is getting a new form. Remember back when Burger Action Gamer was revealed through that Gonbaride card and we thought that was him using Boxo Bike? Turns out that's what's actually happening this time.
Yep.
Using the proto Boxo Bike gadget in the laser special, Exade gets this new form, which is clearly using Laser Level 3's chest plate.
Which makes him go supersonic.
And yes, a yellow recolor to his hair, which is...
And he's got pink eyes,
which looks like it's being CG'd in, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, the yellow hair looks like they just kind of did that in post.
Just did it?
I don't know.
Oh, shit, guys.
If you watch the trailer, it looks like it's really there.
Okay, at least. It's just this picture makes it look like they put that in post-production. Yeah.
But
to recolor it.
I like that they gave him his arm lasers level 1 armed units, like the wheel guns.
It doesn't help either that, you know, his hair does look like a different shade of yellow.
Yeah, and if you really pay attention, you can see that the laser level 1 head is on the back of this too, which means the bike engine parts are under it too.
That's a lot of Japanese. I don't.
And he has his little weapon icons too.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to seeing this.
No, it's a pretty badass form, I gotta admit.
So now the only question is, does this count as a level 3 or a level 4? Who the fuck knows?
It looks like it's on top of. It looks like a 3.
I want to say 4.
It looks like a 3 to me.
It could be either.
It's one of the original gashets. I'm going to go with 3.
You know what? Fuck it. 3.5. There, we meet in the middle.
There's no decimal levels.
That's what you think.
Have you played an RPG in your life?
Yes. It's called my life.
Well, that one was poorly written.
Yeah, but at least the graphics were decent.
Graphics aren't everything. Next! More on the line of interesting writer fan art.
Just what the
fuck?
Oh,
good. Fan art. Fuck.
Kamen Rider Poppy, Maximum Crisis Gamer, level 99. An interesting Photoshop that someone in the writer Facebook group put together. I thought that was worth sharing. Wow.
I just... Oh, thank fuck.
Honestly,
fan art. Oh, thank God it's not real!
It's funny because with the recently grouped photos, just that image right there sums up my reaction to that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The recent group photos. Photo. That one
that,
right there.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. There's a picture of a man reacting.
Hey,
all right. Next. Some info on upcoming episodes of Exade.
Can I say this?
Sure.
So, it's possible that Genmu might be coming back, and he might actually be Kronos, so holy fuck, I might actually be right about what I said before.
Yeah.
So, with a bit more detail, apparently, according to some images that were found in 2chan, images regarding the Buggle Driver 2 mentions that there are two users of the device. One is Kamen Rider Poppy, and the long-gone Kamen Rider Genmu, who is said... to, in the image, transform into Kamen Rider Kronos.
What?
Eh.
And one thing that I've been talking about with some people that I didn't notice, if you look at the first scan where they showed Kamen Rider Kronos, the hair on Kronos' emblem is flipped. For some reason, even though it's not on the suit.
Huh.
I have no idea why. But that sort of... I think that references something from... remember when Exade first started airing, there were Poppy's Room specials?
Yeah.
One of the things that the comedian said, next time on Kamen Rider Exade, Exade's hair flips.
No.
And that was played off as a joke.
No, it was more of a prediction of, like, what will happen.
No, I know, he was a comedian, he was making a joke.
Yeah, like, that's...
But my point is, the fact that the hair is flipped on that emblem might just be a reference to that. Mm. Either way, it's weird, but, yeah.
He's the Nega version.
Genmu could be Kronos, like no one predicted this.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
I don't know, I kind of lost hope of it when he died, but It makes
heroes sense. Never die.
No, but
she's not a hero though.
Lane, here's the thing though. Hmm? The X-Aid series is starting to have the ghost problem. You know, when you die, you somehow just come back either way. Either a movie or a hyper battle video.
But here's
you
the
always
difference.
Just somehow there's, come back.
Here's the difference. He's not going to die at least 3, maybe 4 to 5 times and come back the exact same episode with completely unexplained circumstances.
Yeah, but it's just like...
If Dan comes back, there will be a reason. This show is too good that it will not just bullshit, just shit him back into the plot.
You know what wasn't bullshit? When someone died in Kamen Rider Gaim. When they died, they stayed dead.
Yep.
Unless your name is Takatora.
No, so that's, well...
that's because he didn't die.
What I like to believe is that Dan is going to come back as the dangerous zombie Bugster, because...
that is a theory we've been having.
Yeah, because, like... Pallad did kill him by infecting him with the game disease, like a more, you know, more game disease, but it was with the dangerous zombie
Dan,
gash it.
I wouldn't be surprised if he actually had
a backup plan.
If his backup plan the whole time was to, like, program a version of his own mind into the gash it
as pull,
the bug.
Yeah, just pull a belts on.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't have freaked out about dying like
that. No. That's because he actually died. And all he has is that backup, which means he doesn't have his most recent memories at that point.
And his last words were, "I am God."
That's how I was going to lead into that. Like, I don't think he would have gone out on that if he was actually gone for good.
And he did kind of laugh while he was, like, disappearing.
And something else that you brought up was, Dan had already experienced the game over through combat, and he was about to die, and then Pallad infects him with Dangerous Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I felt like they took that extra step, which will somehow preserve him.
I don't know. If he does come back...
He wasn't about to die.
He had game over because they restored his gauge.
Except he didn't die. Emu just reprogrammed him so he couldn't transform anymore.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, whatever.
Anyways.
So he was a normal human being.
Yes. But I'm excited.
Another point up to bring about the theory that Dan becomes the Bugster for Danger Zombie. 2 points. Dan is the one who created this game from scratch.
Dan is the one who created all of the games.
I know,
scratch.
But that leads me to my second point. We have not seen a dangerous zombie Bugster.
Maybe he made the game, like, knowing that, like, there will be no Bugster to go with it. Ever think of that?
That's perfect, because then he can become that Bugster.
No, like, he programmed the game without a Bugster. That way he can never, you know, that way no one else can be infected with the dangerous zombie.
I don't know.
We could throw
around theories for days.
But anyways, I'm excited if Gimma comes back, so woo!
Next. In a baffling move, TV Japan, a North American TV network, is airing Kamen Rider Wizard.
Interesting.
Groovy.
In Japanese, with no subtitles.
Oh.
Why?
Hey kids, look at the flashy colors.
Hey, did you get anything that Wizard said? I got Showtime. Oh, alright.
I think I heard the word Shabadoobie in there somewhere.
Pretty sure I heard Lunchtime as well. Like, I don't know.
So, starting Saturday, April 22nd, which is past by the time this goes up, at 6:45 Eastern, the first episode will be airing, and it'll air every Saturday at the same time. And this is a cable channel, so if you're one of those people who still has cable...
or actually has a television.
This picture is great because it's just the wizard flame dragon wielding two wizard sword guns. And I'm like, I always loved when he dual wielded. It was awesome.
Especially in Hurricane Dragon, I think that fits.
Plus, I just love that weapon.
Will not include English subtitles.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my question. It's like,
this channel must be marketed towards people in North America who do speak fluent Japanese.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like one of those French channels that, you know, where sure. It's like, it's all the shows are in French.
Come on and slash, shake hands.
Next, on the vein of wizard-related things, and also in the vein of interesting customs that I've seen, someone created a custom figure of what can be accurately labeled Beast Chimera style.
Ooh, I like it. It's got like the dolphin on one shoulder, and then...
His actual final form is a bit better.
I really didn't like Beast Hyper.
I wasn't a big fan of Hyper.
What?
And yeah, we got the tassels.
Falco and Dolphy on the shoulders, and Buffa and Camellia on the knees, and he's got this really nice, long, elegant black cape, and then a fang-like crown on the front, on the forehead. It looks really good.
Well, another complaint, Gar, is why we didn't like Beast Hyper as much, is because it kind of looked a bit similar to Meteor Storm.
That's part of it.
Even though I personally like Meteor Storm, so.
Anyways, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to check these out and see more from the creator, it's a Twitter handle, NATRIACHAIR, Natria Chair, I'm assuming.
Make sure to grab your mayo before...
And here comes Bernie Sanders with the steel chair!
Oh, you know what's funny? I was talking to like my Japanese coworker a couple days ago, and apparently she didn't know that, like... Because she knows the word mayonnaise, but she didn't know that, like, the word mayo is, like, a shortcut to the word mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
So she, like, didn't know that, like, we just commonly say mayo more than we say mayonnaise. So she thought they were two entirely different things. So I was like, no, mayo's okay. Just a shorter way of saying mayonnaise. And she's like, oh, my God! And she, like, freaked out about it. Because she's, like, learning English as she's been living here.
Okay.
So she's just learning, like, new phrases, and she loves it.
Next, she's going to find out that we keep it in the fridge.
Next time.
And then I told her about the episode where, like, Nito put, like, mayo on his fucking donut that he ordered, and she was, like, super grossed out by it. She's like, ew! I'm like, yeah.
Because jizz everywhere.
Shinichiro Shirakura, the producer of Kamen Rider Denno, has been making announcements about the 10th anniversary of the show.
Yup.
And basically hinting that, like, there might be something in the future.
Ooh.
Hashtag another Denno film.
Kamen Rider Denno, 10 years later, Denno returns, and they get the original guy.
They can't afford him.
No, that's what the budget goes towards, just bringing that, back Tomohiro Sato.
The whole budget, just to hire him back.
It's like, can you just come back, please? We'll give you this much money.
Okay, one thing, though, yeah? Do I have to have my super long hair? No, it's fine. I'm in.
And then apparently the guy who played Xeranos, Yuichi Nakamura, tweeted about the event, wondering what they were going to announce. So apparently what they're going to announce, they haven't told their actors about yet.
Hey, get on set. Wait.
Or they did, and he's just tweeting out a sarcastic, hey guys, pay attention to the announcements.
Maybe. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen.
It'd be sweet if we got... I want to see Owner again. I miss Owner.
Yes, we need more Rice
Chow. No, it's not that. I want the original Denliner back.
I have a toy of the Denliner.
No, I mean like the interior of the Denliner.
Oh, yeah. Bring Naomi back too, because, you know, she won the 2007 award for best ass.
Or, you know, bring back the original female lead because Hana, because like she had to leave during the series because she fell ill. Many years later, she's finally okay.
Well, I liked Kohana. She was cute.
Well, I don't care.
She kicked more ass, too. All
right.
That series just got confusing when it came to, like, timelines.
So!
Speaking of children.
Praise our awesome Lord Kamen Rider Decade, for he has given us a child, destroyer of worlds.
Okay, Lane, seriously, stop, or I'm going to stab you with your own lightsaber.
Masahiro,
Decade hater!
Masahiro Inoue, who played Kamen Rider Decade, and his wife, Jamie Natsuki, have announced the birth of their son.
Wait, Jamie Natsuki?
Apparently that's the name.
Wow, alright.
I'm sorry, just Japanese name. Jamie. Yeah.
Jamie Natsuki is...
There's a picture.
Decade's wife. Wait, let's see. Oh,
his head got cut off.
Who's my little destroyer?
Jamie, known for portraying Queen Serenity
in Sailor Moon La Reconquista.
Oh, the theatrical performance. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they announced the name of the child, but...
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Tsukasa!
It's a destroyer of worlds!
That's what I said.
It's an atom.
Sure.
Well, frog.
This was announced on April 17th via his Amiibo... Amiiblo blog.
I was like, Amiibo? There's a Decade Amiibo? I want that!
Yeah, it's the card. they both announced it on their respective blogs, so congratulations to them.
Yay, congrats.
It'd be funny if, like, 18 years from now, this kid plays a rider.
Who is he? Jason David Frank's daughter who wants to be a Power Ranger?
It could happen.
No, no, no. Just Decade Season 2 and for the 20th Heisei series, and we just fucking... Just Decade has a kid.
Sure.
And it's a little baby.
Next, we have new photos of another Kamen Rider Converge figure set.
Woohoo!
Which includes Gaim Orange Arms, Zangetsu Shin, Dano Sword Form, Zeros Altair Form, G3X, and Kamen Rider Joker. They're cute.
Yeah, they're adorable.
Stop theirs.
It's weird, though. Two Gaim, two Dano, one Agito, and one Double.
Yep. It's really weird to see, like, serious characters in this SD format, like Zangetsu.
Dano, I'm not surprised.
No.
No, because, well, you know, in the first theatrical film, Dano, I'm Born, he was a chibi.
Ore Tanjo.
Yeah.
So, this set will be released in June. Get them if you want them.
Yeah. I still want that Ruzuki set. That would be cool.
Details on the U.S. Soul of Chogokin Daizujin packaging revealed, a.k.a. the Mighty Morphin Megazord.
Because of course they would.
So this release is slated for late April, and there's a nice image comparing the packaging to the Japanese release.
It's so American.
Yeah, it just has in giant gold text, Megazord!
It's Mamazord!
So, yeah.
Called the Algebra.
Pick that up if you like. It's neat.
Train ain't got no brakes.
Power Rangers Dino Supercharged, the complete series DVD release announced.
That is a badass fucking cover.
Alright, gotta go pre-order at HMV.
I love Thomas Spino's in there.
I'm genuinely surprised they went for like a plain white background, I gotta say.
Thomas Spino!
Yeah, Thomas Spino's in there because they actually used him in the show.
God.
Yeah. Cool.
I love the Dino Super.
I just love how Gabatira is just like sticking its head out over the logo. It's like, ah!
No, that's hey, guys! That's Mini Terra because there's.
Oh, yeah, it is Mini Terra.
The only one that's not on there is Brachygus.
Yeah. It's a spoiler.
Or the Brachio Megazord.
Yeah.
No, it's like, let's add the Megazord that was only in the finale in there.
Pleasuan's not here either.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they're probably on the back.
They're just huddled in the back. So, this 4-DVD set will be released on June 27th for $19.98.
That's not that bad. That's like $1 an episode.
That's pretty good.
Alright, guys, let's go to HMV and buy... Oh, wait.
Womp womp.
HMV in Canada no longer exists.
No.
HMV is MIA.
I'm kind of disappointed about that.
Me too. I like that story.
It's like, now where am I going to get my physical copies of movies?
Walmart!
To the internet!
To Amazon.
Yeah, but it's not the same. What if you order it and then like you get it in the mail, realize it's broken, then you have to ship it back to them, get a replacement copy, and that one might be broken. That's why I like going
to... But if you go to the store, you bring it home and it's broken, you have to go all the way back to the store and return it and hope and probably order another copy because they only had one.
Yeah, so.
I'll have to.
You want to talk about
same shit?
You want to talk about problematic dealings with Amazon? I ordered a thing, and the stupid jackass promptly mislabeled it and shipped it back to himself.
What was it?
I'm not telling.
Okay.
What does it matter? The
You'll
point have... is, I hate Amazon. I've had a frustrating work week, and I just hate people and computers in general today.
You'll have to get your movies at Walmart.
No.
What the fuck? Walmart.
No, it's from
Walmart
the
doesn't even have
Paperboy with lyrics.
Okay.
I need to get
Walmart has a bin.
Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, an $8 bin, which is actually pretty good.
There's some pretty interesting shit.
I found
Spaceballs in there.
You could almost say it's a bargain bin.
Also, happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth II.
How old is she?
91 years old.
She's still alive?
Yeah.
Can we go back to
her
the news?
Her mom was over 100 years old.
Anyways, back to the news. Oh, I want to talk about this one.
Okay.
All right, so Boom Studios announced this week that after the Justice League Power Rangers crossover, there will be not just... a miniseries, but a new, like, ongoing Power Rangers comic book series.
So they're doing another different story?
Power Rangers has officially reached full comic status, where there are several different continuities being released at the same time.
Yeah, this series will be titled Go-Go Power Rangers.
Subtle as fuck.
Well,
I'll definitely be able to easily describe which specific series I want to someone at a comic shop.
Well, the ongoing series is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. This one's called Go-Go Power Rangers.
Whoa.
There's a difference.
I would like one episode of Sonic, please.
Anyways, this comic series will actually focus on, you know, the realistic lives of being a teenager having the powers of a Power Ranger.
Looks like someone paid attention to the reaction to the movie.
So, you mean real life?
No.
So what the fuck do they do in the other comic, then?
Oh, they're fighting evil Tommy from an alternate timeline who killed Jason, absorbed the White Ranger powers with the Green Ranger, so now he's like this Lord Dracon kind of thing.
You know, everyday teen stuff.
Also, everybody's green.
Cool.
Name easy.
Also... Yeah, it doesn't. this series will begin in July of 2017, in which it'll mostly follow the core five teenagers.
Oh, there were some plot drop things.
We're looking
above.
At the images of their designs, and it looked like they stepped out of the Voltron remake.
I'm okay with these designs.
They look alright.
It makes them different from the original designs. In which there's...
Tommy wasn't the first guy to be the sixth member of the group.
Do we want
to
talk about this stuff?
This is a spoiler show.
I kind of want to, you know...
Read it?
Not want to be spoiled for
okay,
it.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways, it's happening.
It's a reboot! Yay!
Yay!
There was an image put out promoting the Ryu Voyager toy showing exactly how long it is.
Christ, it's huge!
I think that's 625 centimeters?
I don't know, what's Japan's standard?
Centimeters.
Centimeters. It's like as long as this kid's arm span.
Like, holy fuck.
Like, I don't think 625 is accurate.
I want to say 6.25.
It's got wheels! It's got little wheels on its claws! I'm gonna roll it on the floor. That's amazing.
Guys, I'm gonna
laugh. How else did you expect to use this thing?
I don't know. Just pretend to make it fly in the air.
I'm gonna laugh when you guys get this, and it's like, that's not even small at all.
Woo. I'm still debating whether I want to actually get this or not, but...
I'm gonna wait for the Ryu Teo set. That way I don't... That way I get...
That way I spend more money at once.
Well, that way I get three Megazords instead of just one.
But you're... Moving forward. Hiroya Matsumoto, a.k.a. Magi Yellow and Beatbuster, and that weird alien pop star and Q-Ranger we haven't seen yet.
Key Rider.
Has tweeted that he is currently recording a new song, potentially a new insert song for Q-Ranger.
Wait, he sings?
I know, right? Well, I want to hear it.
No, in episode 2 Q-Ranger, when, like, they were on the planet looking for, like, the other Q-Rangers or whatever, you could hear, like, a pop song going on in the background. That's his character's song.
And then there was a follow-up tweet where he posted a picture of himself along with Takafumi Iwasaki, the singer and composer who sang the opening for Magiranger.
In which I love that guy so much because he actually has a guitar with the Magiranger logo on it.
That's cool.
And he brings it to his concerts to do the song.
Alright, so hopefully we get to see this pop star and he'll do a funny song.
Magiranger 10 years later.
Yeah.
Even though it's already been like
Magiranger 15 years later.
15 years later. Boom. Harry Potter.
The Stan Winston School is offering Kaiju Creation How-To Series.
Why couldn't this be a thing when... why couldn't this be a thing at the Toronto Film School?
Stan Winston, a legendary special effect artist, best known for his work on the Terminator series, Aliens, Jurassic Park, and others.
Damn, hey. Yeah,
After his death in 2008, his family set up the School of Character Arts in order to help others get into the craft he loved so much. They are offering a 5-part series called How to Fabricate a Monster. The series stars special effects artist Bill Byron, who was in Ghostbusters and Men in Black.
Or who worked on Ghostbusters.
And Ted Haynes, who did Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, that's a bit of a gap.
And they're going to detail each and every single step required to create a full kaiju suit. Parts 1 and 2 are currently available, which are design, pattern, and prototype. and detailing, texturing, and mechanisms, respectively.
Dude, I need to watch this.
Each part is between 5 and 6 hours long and costs $59.99 to stream or $64.99 to purchase a DVD.
Fuck off!
You want money for learning?
Fuck it.
How dare you?
Fuck it, illegal streaming.
Yep, that's illegal streaming.
Thanks for promoting that.
You're welcome.
Next. More on the realm of customs, I found this really interesting set of what can only be referred to as Brave Garo Quest Gamer.
Hi.
It's Brave wearing a Garo-themed power-up set.
There you go. That's
cute.
And he's got this bitch-ass cape.
Man, he's got a cape. That's cool.
Toddle Fantasy Garo Edition.
Pretty much.
Let's Garo. Garo Fantasy.
Go. Me. Yay, me.
And then there's a nice picture of it standing next to an actual Garo figure.
The original SH figure arts of Garo.
So what, does he, like, press the gashita on the Garo gash or whatever like that, and then he has to, like, point his sword, make a circle, and then the support robot comes out of the fucking sky?
I can only fucking hope.
But it only takes you only got a minute. You only got a minute for the form.
So yeah, that's minute. Really cool.
I think it was, like, what, 90 seconds in Garo?
I don't know. I think it depends on the user.
And the rest of our news are Ultra-related.
Yeah. Yay!
Damn it, my fingers didn't crack.
Should I just, like, pass out and let you take this?
If you want to learn about
it's
some Ultraman...
It's interesting, E.G.
Well, for starters, let's talk about death.
Death!
By eggs.
By eggs.
Well, sadly, Peggy Hayama...
Hayama.
Best known for playing Ultra Mother, sadly passed away this week.
Yeah.
In which, you know, she's played the character ever since Ultraman Ace, which is shocking. In which, pretty much, that's pretty much it. She passed away at the age of 83. In which,
she died of pneumonia.
That's horrible. Sucks. Died of coldness.
Gives me Secret of Nim flashbacks.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Poor Timothy. Yeah.
So my question now is, who are they going to replace? Or are they actually going to kill off Ultra Mother? Because shockingly enough, she's so far the only person who played an Ultra Being to die.
Huh. They'll get someone who sounds like her.
Yeah.
Just like they did with Haku.
Yeah,
who was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Next news story. The U.S. is getting... Or also, how we mentioned with Kamen Rider Wizard now being on the Toku channel.
Well, that was on TV Japan.
Or TV Japan.
This is a different channel,
yeah,
I guess.
The Toku channel, which I have no idea what this is.
It's apparently a channel in the U.S.
Alright. We'll actually be airing Ultraman Neos.
That's my favorite Yu-Gi-Oh! Monster. GX is terrible.
For those that are wondering, Ultraman Neos was a 12-episode direct-to-DVD miniseries that came out in the year 2000, in which, that's pretty much it for Neos, in which, streaming will start on May 1st, and the Toku channel is currently airing, Ultraman 80. So as soon as 80 ends, they'll start, streaming or scheduling.
I think it's actually a matter of streaming. When I heard of this earlier this week, it sounded like it was a streaming service.
Yeah, it's like it sounds more like a streaming service than an actual tokusatsu channel.
It is a channel because it says it's going to run from Monday to Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm. Now, if only Crunchyroll could actually get the rights to Ultraman Neos. Though the series is subbed. I'm not going to say who, but it's subbed.
Cool.
And it stars Ultraman Neos and Ultra 721.
Huh.
I am not joking with that fucking name.
Is that like his third form? Ultraman 7, Ultraman 714, and Ultraman 721?
Ultra 721 because he just turned 20.
Now he can drink.
And now he can drink and fuck.
He has times 3 the power.
Oh!
That's Raven's scar.
Anyways. Subaru. The YouTube channel for Subaru Productions is now starting to stream the original 1970 Ultra Fight series. Ultra Fight was a series that started in 1970, in which it was mostly consistent of, like, 2 to 5 minute fights of Ultra 7 fighting reused monsters, and sometimes stock footage. In which, granted, the Ultra series ended, 3 years after, there was Ultra Q, Ultraman, and Ultra 7. Then that was it for 3 years. Ultra Fight happened, and luckily, it brought back, you know, people who loved Ultra 7, or just the Ultraman series altogether, in which Tsuburaya's son, who is shockingly Uchu Keiji Scheider, or Space Sheriff Scheider, of all people, I think, I don't know, last time I did my information check, that's what I got. I'm sorry if I'm wrong.
You don't read the whole history of the show.
Anyways, it brought, thanks to this series, the Ultra series was able to come back with the return of Ultraman, a.k.a. Ultraman Jack.
Thank God.
Though with the Tsuburaya channel, they're not streaming it in order. They're basically miscellaneous episode.
The longer you take, the more stabbings are going to happen, so hurry it up.
If it hasn't been obvious, Ichi doesn't like Ultraman.
And as much as I...
Ultraman. Yeah, alright, guess we got our title.
Anyways, moving on.
Anyways, next.
Ultra Fights.
Yeah. SH Figure Arts Ultraman Type A suit was revealed.
Yay! Type A!
Basically, in the original Ultraman series, there were 3 suits used in the series. This is Type A, which was used for the first 13 episodes of the original series. There was an Ultra Act of Type A and Type B of the original Ultraman, but they were never released, so guess they went to the blueprints of them and just...
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the original suit.
The third picture looks like he's trying to take a shit.
More like type A personality. I don't even know what the types are.
Okay. Should call Ultra Stabbings. So well, should call this episode Ultra Shit.
Well, basically, this figure will be released in September for a price of 5,940 yen.
Woo!
Right.
Yep.
I was going to say zoom in on the first picture, but yep. Okay.
And then, drum roll, we finally got in.
Weirdest drum roll ever.
Oh, hey, look, I was right.
It's like Sam's talking.
In which, it was Ultraman Zed has finally been revealed after a month and a half of
and,
actually
oh
being
god, taken. I was right after the last image.
He uses Zudenshi.
Ultra capsules.
And
it's Ultra Capsules.
The best thing is, he is the son of my boy Belial.
And like I said, that's what I fucking called when we saw the last promotional image, and I was right.
Yeah, so the image that we saw was
just the glowing eyes.
Yeah, it was.
That were blue, but really obviously like Belial style eyes.
But the funny,
and I went, how much do you want to bet it's this kid?
Yeah, but the funny thing was that like it looked so photoshopped, I was like, oh, they wouldn't do that. Would they?
And guess what? They did. I was right. It's Belial.
So, thing. Yeah. So, perfect way to describe him. Did any of you watch Lion King 2?
Yeah. Yes.
Remember Kovu?
Yes.
So, he's basically Kovu. Basically, he knows of his father's past, but he tries...
He tries to be good.
Yeah, he wants to, you know, leave his history behind and become a good guy.
So, basically what I said the last time, hey, what if it's Belial's kid just trying to go past, like, trying to make up for his father's wrongdoings?
Yeah.
And wasn't there some business about how the name is spelled / pronounced?
Okay, yeah. Just kind of, yep, got it.
It might be Geed or Geed.
Yeah, so the original trademark that we got was Ultraman Zed, which was Z-E-E-D.
A.K.A. Zed Millennium.
Mode. Yeah. And then, with the script... The original English translation was Zed, which was X-E-A-D.
I love how the main image here is just Belial and Zero.
Well, yeah, because they're rivals.
Yeah, they're showing up in the show, too.
Yeah, well, of course they should. But according to this toy catalog, it's Geed. G-E-E-D.
I'm going to call it Zed still.
I'm just going to stick with Zed.
Yeah. I'm going to call it like fourth decade series in a row. Because why are all these recent Ultraman series have all of their power-ups be based on the previous ones? Like, granted, Rider does that, but
I call
Legend
bullshit.
Series.
I call bullshit.
Are you saying that there haven't been a lot of recent Ultraman using forms based on Ginga?
No. Ginga only used Kaiju Spark dolls.
No, but he said he transformed into an Ultraman one time.
Yeah, Hikaru, not Ultraman Ginga.
My point is, they've been...
Yeah.
These Ultraman have not really been having their own identities prominently, and that's part of what...
Which is why I countered with Orb? You and say, yeah, I'm like, Orb gets his original form.
Yeah, now...
Yeah, because it's world building.
He didn't want to use it because it was too powerful.
Yeah.
That's so like going through the entirety of Gaim having nothing but, like, previous rider arms, and then at the end of the show, he finally gets orange arms.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, and this is actually a toy catalog, not unlike last year with Orb, it was a magazine scan. So, in which we find out that Ultraman Zed's morph. "Quote unquote morpher for the series is the Zed Riser.
I'm getting it. Which my ear to get Ultraman stuff.
Is it this thing?
Yes. Yeah, it's that thing.
So it's the second scan that we're looking at.
Yeah. So in which basically
black and red thing.
Yeah. You insert the Ultra capsules. Get it because Ultra 7's 50th anniversary or Ultra 7's thing was the were like beta capsules.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the gimmick. Yeah. Let me speak a little bit.
So in which it's basically. Like Ichi said, it's like a Zudenchi. It's probably the same size of a Zudenchi.
Let's try to just get one and put it in
the
double. Because
if you look at the images of like the Ultra capsules, like each of them are like have like their arms in the air, like they're doing like the when they grow to size. Yeah. So like, even Belial, like Belial's even doing it. He's just like,
arrrr. Did Belial ever like grow giant?
He never had a human form.
Oh. Yeah, so they're always a giant. They're always all Ultra beings are giant.
Just put one of these capsules in the gub of Revolver.
Just when you're filming like a scene in a movie or something where you're on the Ultra beings Ultraman's home planet, they're all gonna look like normal sized people, but they're really not. Mm.
But yeah, the Zed Riser will come with the Ultraman. Or the Ultra Capsules of Ultraman Belial, which will allow G to transform into his primitive mode. So it's kind of like with Orb, with special Zeperion. Yeah, Zeperion.
Zeperion.
Yeah, with which was like a fusion.
Yeah.
So in which this isn't like his original form. In which the Zed Riser will cost 5,200 yen, so $65 in Canadian before middleman fees, and will come out in July.
Apparently, the character's earthly identity is Riku. The article says Ultraman Belial's earthly identity. I don't know if that's a misprint.
I want to say it's a misprint, because, like, from what we understand, Zed is Belial's son.
Or maybe it's like a reincarnation.
Maybe Belial comes back in some bullshit way, and then he, like, assumes a human identity to, like, disguise himself on Earth. That'd be cool.
And his son is sent to stop him.
Well, yeah, the plot of the show is, from what we've gotten so far, is that he's, like, trying to, like, figure out his past and, like...
It's Lion King 2.
It is Lion King 2.
It's Kovu's story in Lion King 2.
This is, like, X-Aid levels of, like, magazine scans that we're looking at.
Rejection!
The gimmick is called Fusion Rise, and they mix up these two Judenchis to get his forms, just like the Orb cards.
So the
Judenchi!
So the second form... we're now looking at the catalog with the five forms on there, or like the three forms
with
that
the first
we know.
First form silhouetted.
Yeah, which is basically Belial's new kaiju form.
Which fucking looks awesome.
Which is called Skull Gamora.
Yeah.
Which is a fusion of Red King and Gamora.
Yay! I love Gamora.
But the second image is called Ultraman Zed Solid Burning, which is the Ultra Capsules of Ultra 7 and Ultraman Leo. Which is funny because in Ultraman, Leo 7 was his mentor.
Oh, okay.
So it makes sense putting those two together. These packs will cost around 1,200 yen, so around $15 Canadian before middleman fees again.
And then also in the scan is Acro Smash, which is Cosmos and Hikari, and Magnificent, which is Ultra Father and Zero.
Father of Ultra.
It says Ultra Father.
Well, it's Father of Ultra.
It's his Father of Ultra.
Okay.
And Ultraman Zero, of course.
And it's his weapon.
Yeah. His weapon is called the Zed Claw, which two of its attacks will be called the Screw Jamming and the Claw Cutting.
That is the greatest attack name of all time!
Screw Jamming!
The Zed Claw will be able to function on its own without the Zed Riser, and will cost 3,980 yen, so $50 before middleman fees, and will come out in August. And then we have a belt.
It's a Zudenshi, the Zoo Buckle.
Yeah, it's the Zoo Buckle for Ultraman.
Except it holds like four or five of them.
Yeah, in which it comes with its own...
They literally one-up the Curators, which their buckle can only hold three.
Yeah, in which this one holds four.
Looks like four.
Four, four, four. It comes with its... Oh, shit, not the lightsaber.
Please. Keep going.
We're almost done.
Finish it up.
It'll come with its own Ultra Capsule, in which I couldn't tell which Ultra Bean it was, but I want to say it's a ghoul from its helmet design.
I don't know.
And then the last thing, which isn't on here, is that there's a special campaign for, like, if you order or buy any of the new recent, like, any of the Zed products when they first come out, you get a special Ultra Capsule of Shining Ultraman Zero, which is his strongest form.
Cool. Oh, you did have one last article.
Yeah, and speaking of which, of Zero, because Tsuburaya loves sucking his dick.
God, well, Zero's form, though. Zero's cool.
For the last 5 years, Tsuburaya has been sucking his dick.
Hold up. Before we go any further on this, I just have to say what's on my mind right now. Looking at Zero's power-up form in that picture. Lane, back me up on this. It's fucking Star Platinum.
It is Star Platinum!
like, oh my fucking god, you couldn't have tried harder.
So basically...
Oh.
Holy shit, so it's Star Platinum.
Ultraman Zero will have his new... will have a new toy out.
Ultraman Zero Beyond.
Well, that's the form. That's the form name, which is a...
If he doesn't do an Aura, I will be pissed.
So basically, you get the Zed Riser with the new... I'm trying to find... The
Ultra Zero Eye Neo.
Yeah, which is a new like Ultra Zero Eye.
Oh yeah, that's when he transforms. You know,
Seven Sping was the eyes, and then with Zero, it was.
Is that updated. Where Jungle Fury got it?
Maybe, maybe. But it comes with, you have to fuse it with two Ultra Capsules, actually holding four powers. One is Ultraman Victory and X, and the other one of Ginga and Orb, to get apparently Zero's strongest form right now. Ultraman Zero Beyond. That's a fucking lot.
Oh, and yeah, there's Skull Gamora.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Belial also gets three new forms. Like we already mentioned, there are Skull Gamora, which is Red King and Gamora. Thunder Killer, which is Ace Killer and Ella King. And then
Betanium Zetan.
Yeah, which is a combination of King Joe and Zetan. So it's kind of like what Juggalus Juggler did in Orb when he fused the two kaiju cards together.
Ultraman's running out of ideas, and we just mix and match the old ones.
Well, yeah, because...
It's a low-budget show, what do you expect?
Why not?
Anyways, this show sounds awesome. I was totally down for the show when they said he was Belial's son. I'm definitely going to get the Zed Riser because I actually think it's cool because you have to, like, slide the
black piece with the Ultra Capsules into the...
Yeah,
into the
and I think that's riser. Better than the Orb Ring where you just press a button and the thing shoots out. Like, don't get me wrong, the Orb Ring is still fucking cool, but I just think this is slightly better in terms of playability.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought a weird gimmick execution was waving a card inside a hoop. It just didn't click.
And we forgot to mention the one last thing about the Zed catalog that we know of. Mm. The release date. Ultraman Zed will start streaming, or will start airing on July 8th, 2017, so on a Saturday, and chances are Crunchyroll won't announce its license till like the week before.
Mm-hmm. Yay, so it's around my birthday!
Are we ultra done?
Boop, 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 boop.
Take that as a yes.
Gar must leave now. Schwa!
And wow, this is a long ass extra.
Okay. All right.
Well, it didn't help that you added in all those freaking non-news things.
Hey, it's fine.
Hey, they're fun discussion topics.
We appreciate customs when we see them.
Preach. Anyways, thank you all for listening, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Boy.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.